Before we begin, I just want to reiterate again the appeal from last week. Bezos Hashem, anybody who would like to expand the learning, it doesn't have to be once a week. You can now take the approach that Betzem, the learning is all week. Just it could also be on Sunday alone. Also, just if anybody would be interested in beginning to learn the sugyas at the end of Pesachim dealing with the Leila Seder, we could provide sources and texts if anybody's interested in doing that. But if you're in the middle of something that you're doing well with, stick to that. But I'm just saying that if you are interested, we could provide sources and texts on those Gemaras. Gemaras at the end of Pesachim from the Kuf Yudalid deal with the Leila Seder. You could, between now and Pesach, come to the Leila Seder with a lot more background and meat and potatoes. Okay. We've been discussing over the last few weeks getting to know Hashem better by noting His involvement in our lives. So now, I just want to present, really just quote the Chovos HaLevavos. Chovos HaLevavos says that there are three main obstacles. All of us, really, are drowning in Hashem's tevis, drowning in the things that Hashem is doing for us. Just what? We tend not to notice it. When you tell a person, wow, you are living a life of unbelievable fortune. What's so great about my life? Ask most people, how are you doing? Well, could be better. That's already an average answer. If someone says, not bad, that's already really great. But when you tell a person, one minute, I know so-and-so who needs a kidney transplant, and he has to do it in Chutzart, and he's going to pay $100,000 for it. You have working kidneys for free. Shkoyach. Why is it? Why is it that we don't note all the toivus that we are mamish enveloped in all over the place, that we're enjoying on a constant basis, but we don't enjoy them? The truth is, if we take note of the three reasons the Chovos HaLevavos gives, we can really start working backwards, starting to note all the good that Hashem is showering us on us, starting to enjoy it, which will do two things. First of all, it'll make your life a lot more pleasant. You'll learn to enjoy life. And second of all, it'll turn so much of that joy into eternal joy. And now, you can learn to enjoy things in a way that will earn you Olam Haba, like we discussed last week. We're in a little bit of an irreligious track in Judaism, where we believe that enjoying can actually be a part of Avodas Hashem when it's done right. So Chovos HaLevavos says three things. There are three reasons why people are completely oblivious to everything that they're getting. Number one, we're too busy. Well, he puts it this way. We're always busy looking for the next step. Whenever a person has, he always wants more. This is a midah that Hashem put in people for very good reason, by the way. You have to realize that this is one of the simanim of human greatness. The human being is never satisfied with his state. Always looking for the next step. That's a milah. You have to realize that. A cow, once he has all of his basic physical needs set up, no ambitions. Shivti kol yemei chayai, with the green grass, the pasture. He's happy. Man is never settled. We know that that's how it works. Rav Dessler says, we think a person gets his sights on a specific type of car, decides he's going to set aside money for a certain type of car, and he thinks once he has that car, he's going to be happy. Well, we know how the Metzius works. Gets the car, for a week, it's amazing. After that, it could have been the same 83 Chevrolet that he had before him, and it loses all of its glitter. Because, you have to realize, what Dessler says, that really the way it works is, using my words, the way he puts it, is that when you want that car, it's not the car, it's the issue. The desire is like a vacuum cleaner. You ever see a vacuum cleaner when it catches a shopping bag? Those of us from Chutz La'aretz use vacuum cleaners. And it catches a shopping bag. You ever see the struggle between a vacuum cleaner and a shopping bag? It's pulling, 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 and there's a loud noise. And the person who's just coming and seeing, and the, you know, superficially sees, this vacuum cleaner really wants to get that shopping bag. Finally, the shopping bag is sucked in, and you put your hand to the vacuum cleaner, it's still sucking. Because that's the property of a vacuum cleaner. The vacuum cleaner sucks. It's not an issue of what did I just get now, what am I fighting for now. The vacuum cleaner sucks. That's how our desires are too. Man will never be satisfied. Always looking for the next step. So therefore, oh sure, if a person didn't have a working kidney, chas v'shalom, or if a person had some respiratory problem, ooh, he'd be spending 24 hours a day researching and finding out about doctors and inquiring and borrowing money and running around the world. But now he has a working kidney. Alright, now he has a working kidney, he wants a bigger house. And therefore, once he wants a bigger house, he doesn't notice his working kidney anymore. He never noticed it in the first place because he never had to fight for it. Never had to work hard for it. So the truth is, that's point number one, is that fact. Since we're always focused on what we don't have, we're always focused on the next step. What's the next thing I want in life? What's the next thing I need, want, whatever it is, we're completely oblivious to all the things we do have. Now again, if we said this is so even for things that you at one point did consciously want, if it's like this with a car, certainly it's like this with the things that you always had from the beginning. So that's point number one. Point number two, this might be the more difficult. It's very difficult to be amazed at things that you are used to. Most of the blessing that we have, we're born with. We're born into it, and therefore we come to view it as a natural part of who I am. I should wonder why I have two arms. Hashem made a person. A person has two arms. Hashem made me a person, so I have two arms. But now the truth is that yes, if a person would suddenly, let's say a person would be in a coma for some reason until the age of 30, all of a sudden at the age of 30 he comes to and suddenly starts becoming aware of all his different body parts, he would spend at least a month, not much longer, but a month he would spend being amazed at what he can do with all his different body parts. I always find it amazing to watch as each baby reaches the stage where they start figuring out how to use their hands. Right? First it's clumsy swats at the toy hanging over them, but then they start getting more control. But they're not even intelligent enough to realize. It's just a natural process. By the time you start copying things, all your body parts are natural. You're not amazed at your eyes. You're not amazed at your nose. You're not amazed at the fact that you have all kinds of working systems that are very important. The respiratory system is important, and the digestive system is important. But how do we notice these things? That's a big avoida, to be able to really work backwards and start undoing everything we're amazed at all the time. Someone asked about Avigdor Miller, the classic question that everybody asks, why doesn't Hashem do miracles more often? Everybody says, if I would see a splitting of the sea, we wouldn't have made the stakes those fools in the Midbar made, right? We would have been there. I would see a splitting of the sea. Now, yeah, I deal with my Yetzirah, etc., etc. I struggle. If I would have seen the 10 Makkahs, if I would see the splitting of the sea, if I would ever get a Nevuah, if I would see a Navi. So, the classic answer, really he gave the classic answer, but he put it in such a different way. He said, the answer is that Hashem is doing miracles on a regular basis. Just because they're done on a regular basis, we don't notice it. If Hashem would split the sea for each person, splitting the sea would be a natural event. Hashem brought each person into existence. That's not less of a miracle than a splitting of the sea. Ah, okay, Shkayach, that happens to everybody. No, if everybody would witness a splitting of the sea, that would happen to everybody also. And that would also be dismissed. Anything you become used to, you're not amazed at anymore. There's a picture of the people who grew up in the Midbar. You try to explain to them that it's miraculous that food falls from the sky. It's the same as this Shmuel's here. I'm trying to talk about how amazing arms are. Sure, food falls from the sky. Where else should it come from? Food doesn't grow from the ground. You can't plant anything in desert ground. Then they come into Eretz Yisrael. Wonder of wonders. Food comes from the ground. More amazing than the concept of money growing on trees. Food grows from the ground. Why? Because they weren't used to it. They weren't used to it. Chazal say, we go through the Ki Lo'olam Chazda, right? The long Mizmar we say in Shabbos Shachris. Etc. So it describes the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and then all of a sudden it finishes with Noisin Lechem L'chol Basa. It provides bread for everybody. That's a mundane insertion. We're talking about the amazing miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Makkos and the splitting of the sea, and all of a sudden he provides bread for everybody. What's the big deal? And wheat grows from the ground. Chazal say that no, the point that Hashem is trying to make is, yes, but David HaMelech, sorry, is making that parak of Tehillim is Hashem is an Eisem Shal Adam Kikriyas Yamsuf. The food growing from the ground is no less wondrous, just we're used to it. So here we have a big avoida. The truth is, this is something we should spend time thinking about, working backwards and really trying to picture the fact that Hashem, none of these things had to be. Try to picture, realize that why Hashem, things are not automatic. He decided to make a person, there was a conscious decision that you're going to have one eye, you're going to have another eye, you're going to have a tongue, and you're going to have teeth, and you're going to have two arms, not just one. Having no arms at all is very inconvenient. Having one arm is very, very useful. Having two arms, it's a luxury. But for a person to be able to step back and really start thinking about all the most basic things, before you were born, none of them had to be. Every so often you encounter a person who's missing one of these things. Hashem has his reasons why he chooses each individual, but an overall reason is for us to realize that we didn't have to have two hands, we didn't have to have 2 feet, we didn't have to have seeing eyes. But when Hashem created you, it was a decision, this person I'm going to give 2 working eyes, this person I'm going to give a perfectly working digestive system. Many babies are born, Rahman al-Islam, we hear all the time, right? To daven for this baby and to daven for that baby. You have to take that personally. Don't relate to it on a whole scale. Say, okay, there's the exceptions to the rules once in a while. You have to take that personally. You have to realize that you're a unique creation and each detail of your existence was planned specifically by Hashem for you. Yes, you, to realize that itself. The fact that you came into being is because Hashem conceived of you before you were born, before you were conceived. You, kiveyachol, are in a way a dream come true of Hashem. Hashem was imagining before you were born that He wants a you in existence. He was picturing you the way you look at the age of 30, 40, 50, 60. He wants a you in existence. He brought you into existence. There was never anybody like that before. That didn't have to happen. Right, Dr. Seuss says you could have been an isn't, and then there's a picture of an isn't. Anybody who's familiar with Dr. Seuss's books, right? But you could have been an isn't. A very, very serious point there. But Hashem decided He wants a you, and then to picture yourself, think of it in these terms: standing on line, so to speak, and wondering, "Am I going to get all those body parts?" Could have been. Hashem would say, "You know what? You'll do with only one arm." Start breaking it down. Avigdor Miller used to say all the time, when a person thanks Hashem for everything, everything is nothing. That's the greatest escape. You just buy somebody for a Shabbos Suda. As you leave, you say everything was really good. And you didn't tell the hostess anything. If you can point out that the salad was seasoned well, and the kugel had a special time, you can note the different good things in the Suda, show that you note all the different things she put in. To step back and to note all the different things that we were actually gifted with, to start breaking it down to details, and to start picturing the fact that we could have not had it, and there was a personal decision. Take it personally. Hashem decided that you, He does want to have it. You start living this way, you'll start seeing that yes, you are really surrounded by good, and also you'll start enjoying these things more. If you really start picturing a little bit what it would be like not to have working knees, that's all, 2 legs, but not working knees. You have to walk with straight like this. Next time you're walking down the street, just picture that, and then enjoy the fact that you can bend your knees. It gives you a lot more fun in life. You can enjoy life spending a lot less money. And that fun brings you closer to Hashem.